This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The AP Sagar Magani reports President Biden is praising Haiti for sending troops to quell the gang uprising in Haiti and defending the lack of American forces.
A multinational force in Haiti will include about 1,000 Kenyan police officers.
The women and children in Haiti deserve peace.
Kenyan President William Ruto at the White House with President Biden, who says the U.S. will give $300 million to support that force. He opted against sending American personnel for a simple reason.
Just raises all kinds of questions that can be easily misrepresented.
While he's trying to avoid that, Ruto is facing legal challenges at home over why Kenyan forces will go overseas. Ruto says it's Kenya's duty as a democracy.
Insecurity, instability anywhere is insecurity and instability everywhere.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. state of Louisiana's legislature approved a bill classifying abortion pills as controlled dangerous substances, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The drugs are mifepristone and misoprostol. Republican State Senator Thomas Presley filed the bill. His sister's husband was slipping her abortion-inducing drugs without her knowledge or consent.
I think this is the right thing to do. I think it'll protect women while allowing those that have legitimate health care needs for these pills to continue to get these pills.
Numerous doctors say this will make it harder to prescribe the medicines women may need. Democratic State Senator Jay Luno says time delays could be fatal.
That just doesn't make sense. And I hope and pray that if and when that happens, it's not to one of our daughters or wives.
Louisiana currently has a near total abortion ban, applying both to surgical and medical abortions. I'm Ed Donahue.
And for more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran has interred late President Ibrahim Raisi at the holiest Shiite shrine in the nation days after a fatal helicopter crash killed him, the country's foreign minister, and six others. Raisi was placed Thursday inside a tomb at the Imam Reza Shrine in Mashhad, where Shiite Islam 8 Iman is buried. The death of Raisi, the country's foreign minister, and the six others and the crash Sunday comes at a politically sensitive moment for Iran, both at home and abroad. The U.S. assertion this week that Russia has launched a low-Earth orbit satellite capable of inspecting and destroying other satellites prompted a denial from the Kremlin and concern from U.S. lawmakers. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more on the prospect of conflict between the United States and Russia in space.
The Kremlin called the U.S. announcement fake news and said it would work towards international cooperation in space.
It will prevent turning space into yet another sphere of armed confrontation.
U.S. lawmakers concerned this is part of broader problems in the U.S.-Russia relationship.
Russia recently launched a counter-space weapon capable of attacking U.S. satellites. War criminal Putin should be deterred as we support our allies.
It just goes to show that, Russia is engaged in very aggressive tactics.
In November 2021, Russia conducted an anti-satellite weapon test, creating an orbital debris field. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on a failed coup attempt in the Congo, which involved several U.S. citizens.
The family of an American caught up in a failed coup attempt in Congo said their son was in Africa on vacation with family friends and had not previously engaged in political activism. The stepmother of Tyler Thompson said the family was stunned and heartbroken by the video scene of the coup attempt. Thompson was among at least two other Americans who were named by the Congolese army as part of a failed effort to overthrow the government in Kinshasa. The coup was led by an eccentric, self-exiled leader, Christian Malanga, who was shot dead after resisting arrest. The two other Americans allegedly involved were a convicted marijuana trafficker and Malanga's 21-year-old son, Marcel, who was arrested by Congolese forces. I'm Karen Chamas.
Heavy rains once again pounded parts of Brazil's southernmost state Thursday, ruining days-long cleanup efforts and flooding areas that had previously been untouched in the city of Porto Alegre. Record flooding over the past month has killed 163 people and displaced 600,000 more. Another 64 people are still missing. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.